I want us to understand something about Proverbs 31. Today, as I speak on this passage, I want you to understand that I am not preaching to moms today. I am wanting to show honor and respect for what moms do. Today, my goal is to honor mothers and the God who created motherhood. You see, God instituted this wonderful thing we call motherhood, where moms take care of us, nurture us, and help us in our lives. And I think Proverbs 31 does a great job, like George said this morning, of describing what mothers do for us. So instead of preaching what a mom ought to do, or ought to be from Proverbs 31, I want us to see what moms do that make them great. Now, you may need this passage, you may read this passage as a mom and feel unworthy. Oftentimes, Christy will tell me, I just read Proverbs 31. I feel so depressed because, you know, she doesn't feel like she matches up to this passage of Scripture. Well, I think that's because you may think you have to do all the things listed here in order to be a good wife or a good mom. I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the intent of the author here. I don't think his intention is to say, you have to do everything on this list in order to be a good wife or a mom. I don't think that's what he's saying. I think what he's saying is, these are some things that you can look at to see that you need to appreciate what moms and wives do. They do some wonderful work. They do some things that are so awesome that they deserve our honor. And it even says that she is praised by her husband. That's the result of these things, these attributes that we see coming from Proverbs 31. We see attributes that are to be praised here. And that's what I hope we'll see here, that these things, as we focus on these attributes, will lead us to praise and honor, to honor our moms and to praise God for motherhood. Also, this is not a mandatory list for being a good wife or mother. What I think is being portrayed here is praise for the kind of attributes that make up a mom. I see these attributes in the moms in this congregation, and I want to thank you. And I wish I could read my writing. Oh, and brag on you a little bit. As I look out in this congregation, I see wonderful examples of Proverbs 31 women. I really do. And I want to praise you and brag on you for a little bit. Not praise you, but brag on you a little bit. And at the same time, I want the rest of us to recognize the blessing we have because God created motherhood. Finally, I want us to see how Jesus honored his mother. Jesus is always the perfect example in everything we should do. And we have a passage in John that shows us how Jesus honored his mom. So, let's look at this passage and see some things. First of all, I got some great illustrations for you today. I really do. Mother's Days, holidays, you can get some real good illustrations off the internet. Sometimes you can get some real bad ones. Apparently, my last Father's Day illustration was really a bomb. Anyways. Oh, it was just a couple years ago. Okay, but Christy let me know, and you'll never hear that illustration again, okay? She threw it in the trash. She had me throw it in the trash. Anyways, a drill sergeant was frustrated in his efforts to make a soldier out of a certain recruit. The trainee lagged behind on marches, used any excuse to go on sick call, grumbled constantly about the food, and never made his cot properly. But one day, a noticeable change took place in the young man's attitude. When asked to what he attributed the soldier's change in attitude, the drill sergeant explained, threats and punishment didn't work. So I had to resort to the ultimate weapon. I called his mother. Yeah. That'll do it, right, Mom? You know how to straighten out that boy. And that's what we need to understand. Now, we need to honor our moms. I think it's great when we honor our moms because they do bring out the best in us. And the Bible says in Romans 3:6, to give honor to whom honor is due. And I believe that we have some wonderful moms that certainly are due some honor. So honor is certainly due to most mothers, and most of this honor may be well overdue. Did you hear about the three sons who left home, went out on their own, and prospered? Getting back together, they discussed the gifts they were able to give their elderly mother. The first said, I built a big house for our mother. The second said, I sent her a Mercedes and a driver. The third smiled and said, I got you all beat. You remember how Mom enjoyed reading the Bible? And you know she can't see very well. I sent her a remarkable parrot that recites the entire Bible. It took elders in the church 12 years to teach him. He's a one of a kind. Mama just has to name the chapter and verse, and the parrot recites it. Soon thereafter, Mom sent out her letter of thanks. Milton, she wrote, the house you built is so huge. I live in only one room, but I have to clean the whole house. Gerald, she wrote to another, I am too old to travel. I stay most of the time at home, so I rarely use the Mercedes. And the driver is so rude. Dearest Donald, she wrote to her third son, you have the good sense to know what your mother likes. The chicken was delicious. So much for the parrot preaching the word. Amen. Well, I love these Mother's Day illustrations. They're great. The first thing I want us to see here, and I think it's important, I want us to see from this passage of Scripture, moms work hard. Moms work hard. Think about this passage for a minute. Look at all the things that moms do here. She sews in verses 13, 19, and 20. In other words, she makes sure her children are clothed. You know, how many times I've thought about this in my own life. My mom, I don't remember her going out buying new clothes for herself. But every summer, she made sure that we went down to Zaire over here. No one know, some of you older folks know Zaire, right? Went to Zaire, got my smacks, you know, my jeans, got my Matt Andrews sneakers, and, you know, she made sure I was well-dressed. One summer, she decided she was going to do it at the beginning of the summer, and I grew 6 inches that summer, and so going into sixth grade, I had high waters. You know, my pants were, like, right to there, but anyways, my mom, she would wear just old Salvation Army or whatever clothes she had, but she made sure we were dressed. And I think there's something to that, right? We see that this mom in Proverbs 31 made sure her children were clothed. Well, they work hard. They work hard at making sure that happens. They do. And we should look at that way. She shops, right? Going shopping is work. I got to tell you. I do it sometimes for Christy, and it's work. You gotta walk through the aisles and get all the stuff, and by the time you get home, you're wore out. You don't even want to put the groceries away, right? But it's work. It's work. She shops. She brings food from afar, we're told in verse 14, okay? She cooks in verse 15, right? Verse 15 says, she also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. Moms, you're the ones that have to cook everything, and you're the last one to sit down to eat. And by the time you get to sit down, maybe the food isn't even hot anymore. And you gotta just plow through it and hurry up and eat so you can get to the dishes, right? Stuff like that. You work hard. You work so hard. And we honor you for that. Not only that, she gardens. She plants a vineyard. Now, some of you do garden. Some of you do work like that. Others, you may work a job where you can pay for some vegetables, right? And I think there's some of that going on in Proverbs as well. We see that there's trading going on, okay? Working in the garden, gathering some vegetables, maybe trading it for some yarn or linen that you can make stuff for your family. Well, it's all involved in working hard so that your family has what it needs and is sustained and well-kept, and well-kept. That's what I see in our moms here. I see them doing various things to make sure that their families are well-kept and cared for and nurtured. And you know what? That's a lot of work. That's a lot of hard work. And we thank you, moms, for your hard work, for your labor of love to make sure your families are well kept. Just some of you, I know, just getting everybody ready and out the door for church is a lot of work. And so we honor you for the hard work that you do. One mother wrote a poem, "Some may climb Mount Everest in search of thrills galore, but I scale peaks that rival it just past the laundry door. Slopes of socks and underwear, sheer cliffs of shirts and pants. Oh yes, I live in mortal fear of a laundry avalanche." A boy got his first job. As he was boasting about the amount of work he did, he said, "I get up at 5 a.m. and have my breakfast." He was asked, "Does anyone else get up too?" He replied, "Oh yes, mother gets up and fixes my breakfast and then fixes dad's breakfast." "And what about your dinner?" That boy said, "Oh, mother fixes that too." "Does your mother have the afternoon to herself?" The boy replied, "No, mama cleans the house, looks after the other children, and then gets supper for me and dad when we come home. Then we watch TV before we go to bed." "What about your mother? What does she do?" The boy replied, "Mama washes some clothes and irons the rest of the evening." "Do you get paid?" "Of course. Dad and I get paid." "And what about your mother? Does she get paid too?" The boy replied, "Mother get paid? Mother don't get paid. She don't do no work." Oh, really? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, we need to be careful that we don't act like that boy and that we recognize the hard work that our moms do. And that's what I see here. I think the Lord is saying in Proverbs 31, "Moms, I see your work. I see your labor. I see what you do, and I honor you for that. I honor you for the hard work that you do to keep your family sustained and cared for." Another thing, another attribute I see here coming from moms is moms are wise. Moms are wise. They have a lot of wisdom. Look at verse 26. It says, "She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness." You know, G. Campbell Morgan had four sons, and they all became ministers of the gospel. At a family reunion, a friend asked one of the sons, "Which Morgan is the greatest preacher?" While that son looked at his father, he replied, "Mother." Mother was the greatest preacher. Many mothers have done a lot of preaching to their children, whether they consider it preaching or not. And I want you to know something. When your mother, quote, preaches to you, listen. Listen. She is giving you wisdom. Wisdom from God. Now remember, children, God, by His providence, has put you in a place of protection under your parents. And if you will listen to their counsel, if you will listen to their counsel, you will be protected by God. You will avoid the pitfalls that some will go through because of their lack of wisdom and their foolishness. But if you listen to your mom, you will be protected by some of those pitfalls. You won't fall into those because your mom loves you and she wants what is best for you, and she will give you the wisdom that you need from God. My mom, she gave me some advice when looking for a wife. It's not found in the Bible, but it worked for me, and by God's providence, it worked out really good for me. She said, "Bill, don't marry a girl with hairy arms. Don't marry a girl with hairy arms." So, sweetie, show them your arms. You don't have any hair on your arm. You know, she doesn't have real hairy arms. So it worked out really good for me, right, that I listened to my mom and picked a girl without hairy arms. So you never know what mom's going to say. But by God's providence, if you listen to her, it might be all right. It will work out, okay? Ron Dorge of Lake Egypt, Illinois, said these words of his mother. "My mother is Ruth Dorge of Chester. She is 93 years old and mentally sharp as she's ever been. If we have had classes in schools on how to be a parent," that would probably be a good thing to do, "I would nominate my mother to teach the class. She has always been there for my sister and me in both thick and thin. She doesn't hesitate to advise us, and her thoughts are always on target. Rarely do I find myself not agreeing with her suggestions, but always hold her words of wisdom in high regard." And that is what we need to do. Always hold the words of our mom in high regard. And so let's remember that. Let's remember verse 26. She speaks wisdom. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. Then finally, I see moms have deep love. Moms have deep love. Look at verse 11 and 12. It says, "The heart of her husband safely trusts in her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life." And then verse 27 again, it says, "She watches over the ways of her household." Now, moms show us their love in many ways. But being able to know that your mom is going to do what's best for you shows that she genuinely loves you, that she cares about you. You could probably say that besides Jesus, there's no one that loves you more than your mom. And I think that's important for us to remember. I think we should remember that no matter what happens between us and our mom, that she really loves us, that she really loves us. We may not like how they fuss at us sometimes. We may not like some of the things they do. We may think that they irritate us sometimes. But I want you to know something. You should cover all that up because of the love she has for you. You should let all that go because of the love that your mom has for you. Let it go. There's nothing that your mom has done for you that has done to you that should allow you to have any root of bitterness in you towards her. Let it go. let it go. God says to let it go. And love your mother and honor your mother no matter what. I know that some of you may have had tensions between you and your mom. You may have had a mom who maybe didn't even treat you as well as she should have. But understand, she's still your mom, and you should honor her and love her. But we have some wonderful moms that show deep love towards their children and towards others in this church. And I honor you for that, Mom. I honor you for what you have done. And so there's one more illustration I have here. It says a teacher at school put this question to little James in math class. James, suppose your mother made a cherry pie, and there were 10 of you at the table, your mother and father and 8 children. How much of the pie would you get? A ninth was the answer. No, no, James. Now pay attention. There are 10 of you in the home. Don't you know your fractions? Yes, ma'am, he replied. I know my fractions, but I know my mother even better. And she'd say that she didn't want any pie. That's because moms love sacrificially. Moms love sacrificially. Probably nobody knows better what the kind of love that Christ had for us than moms. Because moms know what it means to love sacrificially. In order to love you, they have to sacrifice their time, their talents, their resources. They have to sacrifice everything to be a loving mom to you. And you know what? That's what reminds me of Christ and his sacrifice. Turn your Bibles with me to John chapter 19. John chapter 19. These three verses say more than I could say in 1,000 sermons about moms and about how we should honor our moms and about what Jesus did for his mom. In verse 25 of chapter 19, it says, now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. Now, I want you to see something here. I want us to see how Jesus honored his mother. How did Jesus honor his mother? The first thing we see is that Jesus, on the cross, suffering untold agony, taking on the weight of the sins of the world, looks at his mom and sees the pain that she is in and reaches out with compassion and says, Mom, look at your son. Look what I am doing, Mom. Look what I've done for you, Mom. I've sacrificed my life for you, Mom. I don't think he was saying, whoa, woman, look at me now. Look how terrible things turned out. No. He's saying, look, this is what I was born for. This is what you raised me for, Mom. I've accomplished what I was called to do. I have now done the greatest thing that could have ever been done in the face of this world. I have now accomplished the greatest accomplishment of all history. And I have done it, Mom. I've done it. Look at what your son has done. That's what we see here. We see that God, Jesus, honored his mom by sacrificing his life for her. That's what we see here. We see that through all that Jesus was going through, he cared for his mom. And not only that, he cared so much for her. He not only sacrificed his life for her, but he said, John, and that's the son, that's the disciple that he loved. That's how the author John referred to himself in this gospel. He said, behold your mother. And John knew what that meant. Jesus wanted to make sure that his mom was taken care of because he was going to heaven. I think that's a wonderful way to honor your mom. To make sure she is taken care of. To make sure that you help her. And that's what we see in Jesus. We see a perfect example of what it means to honor a mom. To honor your mom by being sacrificial in your love towards her. She has sacrificed so much for you. There is nothing you can do for her that's too much. You should be willing to sacrifice for her. You should be willing to do what she wants you to do, even though it may inconvenience you, even though it may cost you. You should be willing to do whatever it takes to take care of her. And I hope we will. I hope we will show the kind of love and honor towards our moms that we are willing to sacrifice for them because of what they have done for us and because of what Jesus has done for us. Most of all, let's not forget what Jesus has done for us. Jesus sacrificed his life on the cross and rose again so that we could have eternal life. He made the ultimate sacrifice for us. That's why he gets the ultimate honor and praise. He's the one we should honor and praise most of all. And because of his sacrifice, we should honor those that he commands us to honor. And certainly our mothers he commands us to honor. That's one of the Ten Commandments. So let's remember our moms. Let's remember what they've done for us. And let's honor them for what they have done for us by sacrificially loving them.